to discuss Paris Hilton. So I want you to get that video ready, because after I explain to you why Paris Hilton is back in your world, you will want to see exactly what it is I'm talking about. You're going to want an example. You're going to want to hear for yourself what Paris Hilton is up to when I tell you all about it. Okay. She has a new show on Netflix and it's terrible. It's like a car accident bad, where it's awful, but you watch. Okay. So here's the concept of the show. It's her in her kitchen. She doesn't know how to cook. She's never learned how to cook. She's gotten a few recipes. It's more about like her cookbook. She got this cute little cookbook, this little, like, I don't know, she put together like a scrapbook where she glued some stuff on it, put a picture herself, and then opened it up and all different, like, different colored markers, wrote different little notes. And it's more about like, aren't I adorable?
I'm surprised E passed on this show. This is a perfect show for E.
Yeah. So it's this thing where she's like a 16-year-old girl again, where it's lots of glitter and lots of unicorns and lots of rainbows. And she's cooking in her kitchen, but she doesn't know how to cook. And she's cooking like a child would cook. Mm-hmm. Like if you handed a child a recipe book, they'd be like, let's make marshmallows. So she took a bunch of marshmallows and she microwaved them and put some blue dye in. So she made like blue marshmallow goo. And each episode, she's going to cook something for you and have a famous friend come over. That would be interesting if her intention was to then interview the famous friend and get the dialogue going so that it's fun and interesting. And it's not really about the cooking. It's about the interview. That doesn't happen either. Very first episode, she has Kim Kardashian. This is a big opportunity. Mm-hmm. They've been friends since they were children. You would think that they had like a lot of stories to tell, but it's mostly Kim Kardashian reminiscing and Paris going, that was so awesome. Oh my God, that was hot. Yeah.
Well, she's not a radio person. She's not an interviewer. She doesn't understand what to do. She doesn't have a producer. Right.
Exactly. That's my point, that she can't cook. It's not cute. And she's 40. Mm. All right. It's not like she's 19 and this is just like, oh, let me give this a try. I'm a socialite. She has taken feminism back so many decades.
Well, she did that 20 years ago when she did that stupid show. She took it back.
That was nothing compared to this.
Really?
This one, the whole time she's like, I don't even know which one's the blender. We have a blender. And the producer said to her, yeah, it's right up. You see the producer come out and point to her, show her what a fucking blender is. Kim Kardashian says to her, do you have tongs? What are tongs?
Oh, they can't say cut and then bring her tongs and then go on?
No. Siri, what's zest lemon?
No.
It
can't be this bad.
She's 40 years old and it is her being a dumb blonde. And she comes across like the biggest idiot in the world. And it pisses me off because she spends all of her time telling us that she's a businesswoman and she's smart and this isn't who she is. And yet she comes across like the biggest ditz. Like, I'm just Paris Hilton. Will you buy me something? Check out this clip. This is her and Kim Kardashian.
Food dye. Okay. So sliving plastic gloves.
I'm sorry. I got to pause it for a second.
Over your lace.
She made up a word, sliving, and it's a combination of slaying and living your best life. We're sliving.
What's going on with this waist of Kim Kardashian? That waist does not work in the real world. I've never seen that before in the wild.
I know. Her body's ridiculous.
Lace gloves. Yes. These are my like sliving cooking gloves.
She's already got gloves on.
I just do everything in them. I love my gloves.
Kim Kardashian cannot keep a straight face, but she can't get over how stupid
Paris try
is.
A Chanel. I don't know how this is going to work. To get it out of here. These are like harder.
And you sat and watched this.
I watched this whole episode because I was waiting for something to happen. It never does.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of dead air.
This looks like slime. Okay, I'm gonna grab some powdered sugar. I feel like this is how it used to be. Paris would have the ideas and I'd come in and be like, this is never gonna work out. Like, this is not practical. You're the organized one. I'm like the most disorganized person.
It seems like Kim's the one hosting it. You know what I mean? Because Paris is like saying nothing the whole time.
Oh, that's cute. Killing it.
If this was cookies, it would work, right? I'm gonna need to like touch up my makeup. I'm literally crying. The fact that you thought these marshmallows could work. Oh my god. Wait, do I
see? She's laughing at her. The whole thing is so ridiculous.
Above her eyebrow, but it's like a little and has glitter, so it looks like makeup. Hold on, I'll sweat very lightly.
This is the big scandal of the show, by the way, that Kim Kardashian got some marshmallow on her forehead.
Okay.
This is all the action. That was the most exciting thing that happens on the show. Yeah. And then at the end, they sit and they eat. And that'd be a good opportunity for Paris Hilton to say to her, you know, so tell me about X, Y, and Z, or what's up with X, Kanye. This and that. You know, yeah, right. Just have a conversation with her. Instead, she's just like, what do you think of the food? And Kim's like, it's just them back and forth going, and then Kim going, I spoke too soon.
Touches the stove.
Not
That's
good.
Hot.
Yeah. That's right.
That's good.
So it's very difficult to watch. And the fact that they are portraying her, she's portraying herself, I should say, as somebody who's just like really entitled. She doesn't know what a blender is. She doesn't know what anything is. She breaks off her oven, the knob on the oven, because she doesn't understand how it works. Like, it's just It's not adorable because she's 40 and it comes across like she's just this dumb blonde. She's playing the dumb blonde. Like, no one's that stupid. I'm sorry. No one's that stupid.
She and
if you're
going
to do
really
a show,
well.
If you're going to do a cooking show, at least try to like find out ahead of time what things are. So that way you don't come across looking like a stupid anti-feminist dumbass blonde. Like you haven't grown up in 22 years.
Or bring Billy Joel's ex-wife or somebody in there that actually cooks.
Oh, Katie Lee, yeah.
Bring Katie Lee in. Do something like that. Bring in an actual chef and then let her just sit there and be cute.
No, but that's the whole thing. It wasn't supposed to be about the cooking. She was supposed to make dumb cooking things, and it was supposed to be an interview show because there's another episode with Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one with Saweetie. There's another one with... Nikki Hilton and Kathy Hilton.
No, God.
Who else? She has like a lot of her famous friends come in, and that's the whole idea, that she's really supposed to be doing an interview the whole time, but she's so self-focused and so coming across so vapid that whole part of it is completely missed. And it's really a shame, because that this really could have been her big opportunity to come back after all of her gaffes over the years, all the stupid stuff she said about black men and gay men and sex tape, like all the stuff that she said she'd never be able to live down. This was your big opportunity to come back and be like charming. And oh my God, like Paris is smart. Like, wow, this is awesome. I don't understand the show at all. I don't get it.
Netflix just has money to throw around. The only thing I can think of. They have money to burn. They have so much money that just give it to somebody. Paris Hilton, fine. Give her money.
I just think that we live in a time where everything is like super woke. And I watch a lot of Netflix shows. You know, I watch Atypical and Never Have I Ever. And all of these shows, what they have in common is that nothing about them is traditional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always like these gay characters in it that are in love with, you know, whoever they're in love with. And it's just normal. Like, no one's like, oh, you're gay. Like, no one has to come out to anybody. It's just that character's gay. Or someone's just trans, or it's, you know, or someone's having an affair, or whatever's going on is just going on, and people are who they are, and they have conversations like the rest of us do. This seems like I'm watching a Netflix show if Netflix was around in 1990.
Mm-hmm. Or 1950.
Well, no, 1950, she'd know how to cook.
Oh, true.
You know, 1990 was like the Jenny McCarthy, the dumb blondes, the idiots that were on television that, you know, had no value other than the size of their breasts. You
Girls
know,
gone
I
think wild.
I thought we've come a long decade. Way since then. Right, right. But I think we've come a long way since then. But you watch the show and it feels like, and you could see how uncomfortable Kim Kardashian is, because that's not who she is anymore.
Well,
you
know? She's uncomfortable because those pants are fitting way too weird.